You're listening to the Limitless Broadcasting Network.
I'm Bill Farmer. You're listening to the Pixie Dust Twins Podcast. Gorge! Oh,
all it takes is faith and trust. Oh, and something I forgot. Dust. Just a little bit of pixie dust.
I only hope that we never lose sight of one thing, that it was all started by a mouse.
To live. To live will be an awfully big adventure.
Some imagination, huh?
Good day, mate.
I'm Mary Kate.
And I'm Ashley.
Samantha?
I don't even know it's Samantha.
Danny! Danny, boy, where are you?
Hi-ho, Kermit the Frog here, and welcome to Muppet Vision 3D.
I may be dead, but I'm still pretty.
Oh, come on, Gar. We're here. Happiest place on Earth.
Shall we begin?
Welcome, Pixie Dusters. We're your favorite hosts. I'm Sammy.
And I'm Ashley. Welcome to the Pixie Dust Twins Podcast. Not featuring Dan. What's my next line? Produced by Limitless Broadcasting Network.
Or whatever. Yeah.
I'm here. I promise. I don't have a cup of coffee.
Check out our social media. We have TikTok, Facebook, Instagram, and we're still using YouTube Shorts.
Yes. Also check out our website, limitlessbroadcastingnetwork.com, for all the podcasting needs, whether it's us or something scary or something musical. Get a membership, get merch, just go wild.
Do all of it, especially all the with the holidays coming up. Get yourself some merch.
Wink, wink. Yeah. Yes. Get those Christmas presents, especially if you love scary things. They have a lot of great things.
Lots of horror things.
Lots of horror. Just go. We need to work on that, like, not so horror part for us.
There will be some diversity, I think, heading into next year. Yeah. Woo! Based on what we've talked about. So, yeah.
Yes. Beautiful. Yeah. So we are in the middle of our artist month, I guess is what we called it. Musical artist month. We talked about Adina last week. And this week we are talking Billie Eilish because she, during the pandemic, did a concert, a live concert called Happier Than Ever, a love letter to Los Angeles. It was her second album, I think.
Sure.
We'll go with that. So just some information about this, because you can find it. It is on Disney Plus. It's a concert you can watch. It was filmed by Robert Rodriguez, I can't speak this morning, and Patrick Osborne. They recorded it at the Hollywood Bowl during the pandemic, so there's no crowd or anything like that. This was literally made for the pandemic, so people who loved her music had something to watch. We did a lot of these sorts of things during the pandemic. And it just features every song from her Happier Than Ever album. There's no other albums on it. It's just this one from start to finish. It takes about an hour. And there's some cool animated sequences in between. I really did enjoy those. Mm-hmm. I thought it was cool how, like, she animated herself and she was, like, driving around Los Angeles and, like, going to different spots. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of like that love letter part, because Los Angeles is actually where she was born. She was born there December 18th. Oh, this makes me feel so old. 2001. Yeah, she is a post Y2K baby. Mm. She doesn't even know what that is.
Okay.
You know what's funny? Random off topic. Somebody posted a picture of an old computer that they had that had a sticker on it that said, "Please remember to turn off before midnight at Y2K."
That's funny.
I don't remember that.
The days. The fear of what was going to happen. Yeah.
We woke up the next morning and we're like, oh,
yeah, literally. Everyone was like, oh, it's cool. Okay.
At midnight, we're like, at midnight, when it hit midnight, nothing happened. And we're like, oh, we're safe.
Crisis okay, cool. averted. Nothing occurred.
She was raised in a creative household. Her parents are Maggie Bard, who's an actress, screenwriter, and musician, and father Patrick O'Connell, who is also an actor and musician. Do we know these names?
I don't have any idea. Just looking at them.
Maggie Patrick Bard. Really? He was an Iron Man.
Was he?
He was. He was just a reporter, but I remember his face.
Oh, okay. Let me look at him.
Patrick. Interesting. He was in an episode of Numbers. Oh, yeah. I'm still hearing my echo a little bit. That's weird. He did a lot of, like, one-offs. He was, except Guiding Light. Apparently, he was in 31 episodes of Guiding Light, which was a 80s to 90s TV show. But I know his face. Interesting. Okay. Mm.
Okay.
Interesting. I don't know her mom's name. Maggie Bard. Hold on. Let's just very quickly. Maggie Bard. No. I don't know. Nope, I don't know her face.
I don't think so either.
Of Bones. That's interesting.
But one episode, yeah. I mean, it's a lot of.
Yeah, it's a lot of one episode.
Yeah.
Yeah. Looks like she did more in the 80s and 90s like her husband. So,
yeah.
Well, they were raising a family. They could only do so much.
Yeah.
Anywho, let's see here. She was homeschooled alongside her brother, Phineas.
Mm-hmm.
And she had an early exposure to music and performance. She learned piano and ukulele by the age of 6. Dang.
Wow.
Yeah. Some of her influences are the Beatles, Green Day, Lana Del Rey, and hip-hop artists. That is a very wide range. Like,
to, like, everybody?
Yeah. Well, in Green Day randomly in there, I'm like, okay, that one feels very off.
Different.
But love it. So she joined the Los Angeles Children's Choir at the age of 8, who she actually, featured in the concert. Right. Like, one of the songs, she did bring out that choir. And she really gives a lot of her success to what she did in that choir. So she started age 8. She began writing and recording songs with her brother Phineas in their own home studio. Cause I mean, her parents were musicians, so
right.
Kind of makes sense. Her first song, Ocean Eyes, was uploaded to SoundCloud for a dance teacher and went viral overnight. And then she quickly gained a fan base for her haunting voice and cinematic sound.
Mm.
Yeah. So as she rose to fame, her EP, Don't Smile at Me, was a breakout success. She's known for a unique blend of whisper pop, dark pop, and experimental sound. She collaborates with her brother Phineas, and defined her style, emotional vulnerability with minimalist production. Let's see here. Grammy. When We Fall Asleep, Where Do We Go in 2019 led to 5 Grammy wins, including Album of the Year. So, very talented person.
Mm-hmm.
Distinct fashion identity, oversized clothing, neon hair, and anti-pop star image. I'm going to be honest, she kind of reminds me of modern day, like, mix of Avril and Pink. Like, yeah. I feel like she would have fit in really well in the 90s with us.
Yeah, I could see that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. She has become a voice for Gen Z, authenticity, and mental health awareness. I don't know what Gen Z authenticity means. Because I feel like all of us are authentic. So someone explain that to this millennial. But mental health awareness, I like, because we didn't have that when we were younger. And I think a lot of things would have, if there was an awareness when I was a child, it might have helped me a little bit better.
It would have helped all of us.
Yeah.
Millennials are a struggling generation, I think.
Yeah. And they blame us for a lot of things. It's like, what did we do? Our parents ruined everything by raising us the way they raised us.
But now we're lazy and, you know, all sorts of There's
not in my household. You know, my household was not allowed to be lazy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Anywho, now about the Love Letter to Los Angeles project. So the concept, it's a celebration of Billy's roots and creative journey. It explores her relationships, relationship with Los Angeles, both as a city and symbol of her growth. And she merges live performance with animation and introspective narrative through sound and visuals.
Okay.
It was, I mean, I watched it as I listened to it, and the visuals was really cool. It was very minimalistic. Like, if you like more Taylor Swift era tours, you're not going to like this, because it is not a production like that.
No.
Taylor is like all over. Not all over, but like you have everything. Mm-hmm. You have costumes, you have dance moves, you have different set changes, all the things.
Yeah.
There was none of that in this. Literally, mm-hmm. she was in one spot. She did have some orchestras. They did change the lights in the bowl and then the animation. But other than that, that's it. It's mm-hmm. very down. Yes. So if Taylor stuff like drives you crazy because you have like some sort of visual like stimulus thing that mm-hmm. it's too much, this would be good for you.
Yeah, that's true.
If that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Anyhow. So we already said it was directed by Robert Rodriguez, who did Spy Kids and Sin City. I did not know he did Spy Kids.
Interesting. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then, of course, Patrick Osborne. They did do visual collaboration with Disney Plus and the Los Angeles Philharmonic, which was beautiful. Like, mm-hmm. I love listening to a good Philharmonic. Mm-hmm. Super amazing. But I was also a crazy band kid. So... Moving on. So some of the places that animated Billy wandered was like the Hollywood Bowl, the river, the tunnels. She's in this cute little like Corvette or convertible. Yeah. I don't think it was mm-hmm. a Corvette, but it was a convertible. It was adorable. But there was dual representation of Billy performing, and then animated Billy was the one who was reflecting.
Right.
So mm-hmm. that's how she did that. Themes of nostalgia, fame, vulnerability, and finding peace in identity.
Mm-hmm.
Which it was kind of interesting. She was blonde during this time. It was not her normal Billy, yeah. like, neons going on.
Yep.
So, like I said before, it was shot during the pandemic, so entirely shot without a live audience. Billy described the process as intimate and surreal. She always wanted to... the Hollywood Bowl is a very big deal with musicians mm-hmm. and any sort of performers, so it was huge for her and... Right. and like a goal that she got to cross off her list.
Mm-hmm.
Now they did integrate the LA Philharmonic and the Children's Chorus, but they recorded it separately due to pandemic.
That would make sense.
Honestly.
Yeah.
So some of the animation project, they blended the live action with 2D, which is, something I love. I love when they blend it. Like we had mm-hmm. like Roger Rabbit started it and mm-hmm. you get to see that blend. So that's cool. Some of this is very repetitive now that I'm reading through it. Thank you, ChatGPT. symbolizing her inner self, reflecting isolation and emotional transformation. What's anything new? So Billy did have creative control over it. She co-directed certain sequences and she oversaw visual tone and pacing. She insisted on emotional authenticity over perfection. Okay. Which, again, I love because as a mm-hmm. musician, I feel like perfection should never be the goal, because it's in those moments of authenticity that are honestly, in my opinion, the most beautiful to mm-hmm. be seen, because something new and crazy comes from it. And then her brother did co-produce every performance and arrangement.
Of course.
He was right there with him.
Makes sense.
Yeah. We've already talked about all this. What the heck? So some reception, critical response was they were praised for cinematic beauty and emotional depth, seen as a milestone in blending music, animation, and storytelling. And then it reaffirmed Billy's place as both a musician and a visual artist, demonstrated her evolution from teenage prodigy to mature storyteller, which I do agree on. Mm-hmm. So it was kind of a turning point in Billy's artistry. She's more than just a musician. She's more than that. And she ends with a message to her fans: embrace your roots, grow through change, and never stop creating. So the premise and the meaning behind this, Sammy and I were kind of talking before the podcast episode. I agree with how she approached it and her themes in it. I will say, though, I was not a fan of the album. I liked her previous albums better.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, Billie.
To be honest, I'm just not into Billie Eilish. I like a couple of her songs. I tried because she seems cool, but yeah, she's just not the artist for me, and that's cool. You know, she's a big artist, so good for you, Billie. Keep doing your thing. Yes. You know? But yeah, I was having a lot of trouble focusing on this and staying engaged. And I don't think it was just because it wasn't like a big production concert. I just wasn't into it.
Yeah. There was one song she sings. I don't even know what it is. I'd have to go back and look it up. But I was listening to the lyrics of it. Like, it was one of those moments where I could actually hear the lyrics well. Because when I first listened to an album the first time through, I don't always catch all the lyrics. Like, I am.
No.
But I was listening and I could understand the lyrics well as she was going through the song. And it was one of her, like, out there songs where she was saying things that I'm like, I'm sorry, what? Kind of like that when Bad Guy came out and you actually listen to the lyrics, you're like, what the heck? What are you saying? Yeah. It was one of those songs. I'm like, okay, there's Billie, I know. So that one drew me in, but the other ones, the music was beautiful. How everything was put together was great.
I agree.
But yeah, just not my cup of tea.
No, unfortunately not. Yeah.
Yeah.
It just...
We're millennials. We kind of are stuck in our old ways. Like, I still listen to all of my punk rock. Pretty much all I listen to.
Yeah. I mean, sometimes you'll get me into something new, but if I'm going on a road trip, it's not likely I'm listening to a lot of new stuff.
I don't think I've listened to anything new in probably 5 years.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, if I listen to something new, it's because I heard a snippet of it on a reel or a TikTok and I thought it was cool. So I wanted to hear the whole thing. Mm-hmm. But that doesn't mean I'm going to put it on my playlist.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I get you.
Actually, I started this new thing. I'm super excited about it. So I just finished reading this book, The Baby Dragon Bakery.
Mm-hmm.
And the girl in it, she creates these playlists like running through the garden to find your lover or exploring an ancient library or stuff like that with instrumental music. And I started doing that. And I've been listening to instrumental music. Like, it's been fantastic.
Yeah.
It helps me focus.
That's fun. I mean, I have a lot of different playlists, but nothing with that creative of names at all.
I literally just started this like 2 days ago.
Yeah.
I started
I'll have
Friday.
To get into that. Maybe get that kind of vibe going for some playlists. You know?
Oh my gosh. Yeah. Well, like I've picked from like John Williams and like some of the composers that we've talked about and just searched things. And like, I have a coffee shop one and it's like all fall in a coffee shop and it has all like these autumn type
all those
songs.
Vibes.
I'm like, I love this. This is seriously, when I say I'm in my cozy core era, I am. I don't need any sort of craziness. Just give me a blanket, a coffee and just coziness.
What do they call it? Nesting? Is that the term?
Well, I feel like nesting is more like, well, yeah, maybe marriage nesting. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Yeah.
It can be done in warm months too. You just don't have a blanket. You have like a cold beverage and you're cuddled up in a comfy chair and with the sun shining in. That would be better, honestly.
Yeah, that's true.
I don't like cold weather.
I like it when it's a little chilly, but not cold.
Yeah, chilly, yes. Stupid Midwest freezing? No.
No. No. Like, when we went to Connecticut last March and it was snowing, Robbie was having the time of his life, and I was like, this is terrible. I'm not happy right now. I am upset with this weather.
Yep. So,
I feel that.
Yep. Anything else you wanted to add that about Love Letter to Los Angeles, whether you liked or disliked?
I mean, I agree with you. I liked the animation stuff that made it more interesting. Mm-hmm. But I think out of all the songs that played, I recognized one of them. I think. That I probably heard on the radio, and I don't even remember which one it was. But when it came on, I was like, oh, this one I've heard. I know this one. But yeah, none of this made me want to go back and listen to the album again. Sorry, Billy.
Yeah. Well, and her album, I listened to her album with the word Bad Guys was on it. And it just felt, that was my phone, sorry. It just felt like her albums are very like, it goes from one song to the next and you don't realize it switches. Mm-hmm. Like, she's very quick about it. And it's,
I like that, again, that's cool.
It is, but it's like, crap, where am I?
Yeah. I remember some 2000s albums being that way, when you're just like, boom, yeah, boom, boom, you know, moving along. Mm-hmm. So I like that kind of vibe.
She would have done well in the 90s and 2000s.
Yeah, maybe I would have been more into her when I was 19 than I am now. No, no shade, because it's a good possibility. But
at the age I'm at now, she would have been one that I had to hide from my parents.
Potentially, yeah.
Oh, goodness.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. But yeah, right. I just don't have a lot to say. But again, yeah. Billy, you're pretty cool as a person, so keep doing what you do.
Yes, legit. You are very talented. Like,
yes, deserve the award of everything. Yeah.
Yes.
No argument there.
Keep doing what you do, girl. Not that you're ever going to hear this, but keep doing what you do.
Yeah. Just know we put good vibes out there for you. That's the important thing. No hate over here. See, because we cannot like something and still wish you well. Because we are mature.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Haters, stupid people.
I just don't get it.
I don't either. I just don't. But anywho. Yeah. So if you, Pixie Dusters, I would suggest, especially if you like Billie Eilish and you didn't know she had a concert on Disney Plus, I suggest going to watch it because you will thoroughly enjoy.
I'm sure, yes. 100%. Yes. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so next week we are like, we're going to the opposite end of the spectrum.
Oh, yeah.
We are going into the world of the Swifties.
Mm-hmm.
Except I'm literally talking with a Swiftie.
Yes.
Right?
Well, I feel like if you look at the world of Swifties, I'm like Swiftie Light. So
you're Swiftie Light? Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't buy the albums like that. I stream it. I don't have a single piece of clothing or merch from her store. Yeah. So I don't think I'm on that level.
Okay. So we have Swiftie Light and we have, I don't even know what I would call myself. Like, I like certain, I'm an era Swiftie. Like, I have to have, I like certain eras and that's pretty much it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Cause
I get you.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. We'll get into it.
I'm super excited for her and Travis. Like, I hope this is the real deal.
It's so cute.
It is. It is adorable. Mm-hmm. It sickens me how NFL like uses it for their advantage, but I'm NFL issue.
They are a company and they would like to make money as well. Oh. And they would like to bring in more people to spend money at the NFL.
Well,
so
you know what's funny? They're not doing so hot this year. They're like maybe 4-4, which is not great for the Chiefs. So when she's at the games, they don't show her much anymore when they're not doing
Is just stupid.
I know. Yeah, I agree.
Shouldn't obsess over her regardless of how they're doing. But yeah, that just goes to show, right? Like, oh, we're not going to show Taylor now because his team's not doing well. Wait. Okay.
They want to show happy Taylor, not concerned or frustrated Taylor. I know. None of this is her fault. I want to make this clear for any Swifties that listen. We are not blaming her on the NFL.
This is all the NFL's decision making. But yeah.
Oh, goodness. But we'll talk more about that next week. We're going to do 2 episodes of Taylor because she has 2 things on Disney Plus. We are doing Folklore, the Long Pond series, and the Eras Tour. So.
Yep.
Come back next week if you are any level of Swiftie. Come back next week.
See what you think.
Yes. Yeah. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye.
Thank Thanks for listening to the Pixie Dust Twins podcast featuring Dan. The show is written and produced by Ashley and Sammy, except for those manifestos, which are all written by Dan himself. Intro and audio editing by Sammy. Logo created by Ashley. The show is produced as part of the Limitless Broadcasting Network. Make sure you check out all of our other shows and have a magical day.